Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Back. This is your girl Didi Leggett, aka the Core Queen. We are back with an amazing episode of the Core Queen Podcast. Y'all, I done ran it back, circled around, spent the block, and I brought some guests back on the show today. So we got some Gen Zers back. Y'all, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Good to be back.
Welcome you to the show because we got a new addition today. So, y'all, a couple weeks ago, I started this three-part series. I wanted to talk to some of these Gen Z Zoomers about some stuff they got going on, some stuff that we be saying about them they don't like. So this time I wanted to bring the guys and the girls back together so we can kind of try to bridge this gap, battle of the sexes or a little something like that. But before we start, I would like to introduce my panel so y'all can get an idea who y'all talking to. I'm gonna start with my ladies. Ladies first. First, we got my girl Tamia Mimi Johnson. She is 19 years old from Philadelphia, PA. Philly stand up. She recently relocated to Charlotte, North Carolina and is currently in college for restaurant and hospitality management. Mimi enjoys cooking and videography. She is currently learning more about content creation and video editing. Mimi enjoys quality time with family and friends. Welcome back, Mimi.
Thanks for having me.
Don't be shy. Then we have Anayla Durham. She is from Rock Hill, South Carolina. She is currently getting her master's in nursing, and in her free time, she is consistently in the gym, going on random adventures with her friends, trying new foods, and working at her local hospital as a nurse tech. Y'all welcome, Anayla.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Then we have the newcomer of the bunch, Miss Amari Malloy. She's a current junior health science major at Howard University, HU. Hey, she is working towards becoming a nurse practitioner and contributing to the medical field through research. At the age of 20 years old, she enjoys going to the gym, cooking, crafting, and doing hair. She also collects vinyl records, and she has a deep love for music, especially neo soul and R&B. Additionally, she is a volunteer track coach, which allows her to combine her passion with sports and her commitment to helping others. Welcome, Amari.
Thank you.
Y'all better not be shy on here now.
They talking mighty low.
Right? Damn. Then I got the fellas. We got the fellas back. We got Nigel, a.k.a. Vibes, a.k.a. Uno, from the hit reality YouTube show, The Entourage. He is a multi-talented entrepreneur, a producer, and a host of Young, Funny, and Black Situation and After Hours podcast. Nigel is also the number one cast member of the number one season hit series, The Entourage. Welcome back, Nigel.
It's good to be back.
Hey.
It's good to be back.
Then we got my boy, J-Mont. J-Mont was born and raised in Rock Hill, South Carolina. He started doing YouTube during his freshman year in college in 2018. Since then, J-Mont has reached over 5 million views on YouTube and 60 million views on TikTok. He was one of the first people to interview rapper Kodak Black. J-Mont is not just a content creator. He's also a business owner, an aspiring actor, and the director of the hit YouTube reality show, The Entourage. Welcome back, J-Mont.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, we got some talented young folks on this panel. Y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. All the shit y'all be talking about them. Before we get started, I want to give my ladies a chance to answer these two questions because last time we got a little technical difficulty. so nobody got to hear their answers. And now that we have Amari on the show, she can answer the questions too. And fellas, y'all can chime in if y'all got some new answers or whatever, because y'all answered it last week. But what are some things that you've heard older people say about y'all's generation that bothers y'all?
Ooh. The new kids, they don't want to work. They want stuff to just be handed to them. They don't like working.
I hear that a lot too. Yeah, I definitely hear that.
The difference is we just don't want to work for nothing.
Oh, teach the grandmoms. Tell them. I like it. I like that. Y'all too.
I feel like we're the older generation can be set in stone in their way. So that's how they want us to operate as well. Mm. And I feel like us as a generation, that's going to be where it changes. Wow. Because, you know, some people are stuck in the whole, in, you know, not knocking anybody, but the whole 9 to 5, you know, working 5 days a week, not really, you know, doing any vacations, not really doing nothing with their lives, just all about work. And people say, like, you know, you live to work, but I just want to, you know, I don't want work to consume my entire life. I want to do other stuff as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What about you, Mimi?
I'm going to agree with both of them. I don't got nothing to say.
That is not why you want to say nothing. People not say nothing.
I forgot what I said last time.
You don't have to remember what you said last time. What is something they said that bothered you? I know they say a lot of stuff that get on y'all nerves.
I can't think at the top of my head, but yeah, I can't think. Just next question.
Okay. Mm. Have anybody said anything to you about, like, you have to go to school, you got to get a degree?
Oh yeah, that. Oh yeah, okay. They be saying, like, you got to go to college to be successful, and that's not true. They be trying to make it seem like you got to have, like, more than a diploma to, like, be good in life or whatever. But I know a lot of adults older than me that didn't go to college, and yeah, we're not gonna speak on that, but.
I will add, working in healthcare, there's like a lot of older women in particular who, like, I go in the room, I'm doing patient care, and they'll be like, "Are you married?" And I'm like, "No." And they're like, "You got kids?" And I'm like, "Well, if I'm not married, then I don't have kids. So what are you?" So I think it's like, you know, they were already doing that early in life, like 15, 16, 17 years old. And it's like, no, I want to get my education first. I want to get my own place. I want to have stability in my life before I, you know, get a husband, bring in kids. Cause that's, like I was saying in the last one, that's why the world is so, you know, it's not how it should be, because there's just so much. It's not organized and dysfunction. That's the word I was looking for. I don't want to bring anything into dysfunction. I want to have everything set in place. I want to have my traveling out the way, and I'm still going to travel when I have, like, children, a family, all that good stuff. So yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. Okay. Listen, I tend to, like, be a little controversial. So,
like, just going out what you just said.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm trying to pick up what you're putting down.
Okay.
Because, like, what I'm hearing is that if you have a kid at an early age, that you still can't do those things.
No, you can do those things for sure. Like, right. Say somebody has a kid in high school, right out of high school.
Okay.
You do what you put your mind to. Mm-hmm. You can take that kid to Italy if you want or not. It just depends on people's personal preferences.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to just chime in because I had a child at 18. So I am one of those old people. And if I could do it all over again, I don't know if I would change it or not. Because I had a child at 18, I had one at 30, and the experiences are totally different.
Right.
So, but having my child early, it gave me a lot. Like, I had a lot of fuel, I had a lot of drive. I did a lot of things despite having a child. So I didn't let it hinder me, but I wouldn't tell somebody to go do that.
Right.
I think you should be established and have things in place so that your child doesn't have to struggle or grow up in lack, because now my two children have two different experiences in life.
Mm-hmm.
One grew up struggling, one grew up privileged. So I would say definitely wait, but don't think that if it does happen, you can't overcome that.
Exactly.
Right. So this is for everybody. What are some non-negotiables for your friendships? Because a lot of things I hear from my generation about y'all when it comes to friends and relationships, that y'all aren't loyal. Mm.
We don't have, like, some friends think we gotta talk 24/7 just to make it seem like we're friends to maintain our friendship, but we really don't for real. And then some friends, you got friends that, like, I don't know the word. I forgot the word. But yeah, that's what I got.
Like, they're clingy?
Yeah, too clingy. Like, I don't like clingy friends. Like, you do your own thing, I do my own thing, and then we just, you know, come together. And then if we want to grow and do something else, we could do that. But, like, you don't got to be up on me 24/7. Like, that's... Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amari?
I don't have that many friends, but the friends I have, they're good ones. Uh-huh. I'm the type of person who's kind of like, whenever I meet people, I tend to keep them at arm's distance until they show me who they are. Mm-hmm. And then I decide whether or not I want to keep you around me in my circle. Because I don't need a whole bunch of friends to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I require a friend to be loyal. I require a friend to be honest. I require a friend to just be who they are authentically. If you are not loyal and honest, that's cool. That means you might be somebody else's cup of tea. Right. But you're not personally my cup of tea. And that's okay. There's somebody for everybody.
What about you, Anaya?
So I have 3 good friends, 1 from college and then 2 I've met from work in the past year. And I'm good with my 3 because, you know, we all make a little 4. And, you know, they're very uplifting. It's like a sense of girlhood that I missed out in middle school and high school. And I guess like some non-negotiables is I would like for you to have something going for yourself because I want to see you win. Mm-hmm. I want to see everybody win. But if I'm your friend, I'm going to push you mm-hmm. because we're not just about to not be sitting here doing nothing. You know, we need to. Yeah. Everybody needs to eat at the table. Yeah.
I agree. I got homeboys, got associates,
got friends. But I just feel like she was saying, like, I'm gonna push you to be the best person you can be. I can't be around nobody that's like that. I don't feel like we growing together. Like, what are we friends for? Like, we're not helping each other get to the next level. Like, I don't like no friend that's like, I don't know how to explain it. Just
a bum.
Yeah, basically, because what they say, if you surround yourself around 5 bums, you're going to be the 6th one. But you surround yourself around about 5 successful, you're going to be the 6th one. So it just all it matters about who you're around. From childhood friends, I still got childhood friends that we're still cool with. Like, even though we don't talk every single day, but when we see each other, it's like, all right, we still cool. Like, we still got that vibe. So, yeah.
I'll say for the most part, it's a lot of non-negotiables that me and like my friends hold each other accountable for. But I say the main couple ones is really like just no betrayal and just no jealousy amongst each other. Because like I always harp on, we done seen a lot of people fall victim to the game. And that's, you know what I'm saying, friends fall out over bullshit for no reason. You feel what I'm saying? So that's really my main couple two right there. Because without them, that's gonna define that friendship. That's gonna define how y'all really lasting in the next couple years. You know what I'm saying? So that's my deal breakers for sure.
That jealousy, serious.
Yeah. People envy. They hate.
Yeah, they envy. You feel me? Yeah. I ain't got time to be playing like that.
Like if I win, we all win. If you win, we all win. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
All right, I want the fellas to answer this next question first. What are some things that people in your generation do to make dating so difficult?
I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna keep it 100%. For one, it's a couple reasons. Like people be fucking off. But it's like,
what does that mean? I'm old.
When I say that means like people always got rebounds. They always keeping extra shit in their pocket. And now we in a time where it's like people kind of scared to love because they always think the next person got their rebound. So with them thinking that, they always try to make sure they got the one up just in case some bullshit fall apart, just in case that bullshit fall. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's the main one right there. And I feel like as men, we go through a lot of shit. Cause like it's a lot of women out here who didn't receive love at a young age and they still don't know how to love. So when you bring a good man to them and you trying to show them what's life really about and show them different and show them new, they don't know how to accept it. Mm-hmm. And they fall. They fumble, they crumble at the end of the day. But that's just how I feel about it.
We live in the social media world where you can literally see anything that you want on Instagram. Like you can scroll, you can see the girl that you like or the guy that you like, double tap or slide in the DMs. Back in the day, you didn't have to usually do that. You had to actually meet people, get their phone number and communicate with them. So I just feel like it's different because people got rosters. Like that's what people say, these rosters. Like I got a starting five, or like if that girl ain't with shit, that ain't my main. It's crazy. Like, yeah.
So you're saying like social media is giving them the illusion that they have access to these people because they don't actually have access to the people they want most of the time. Like, you can go shoot your shot. That don't mean it's gonna make the shot.
But you can at least say you tried. That's what basically.
Yeah.
Most of these people want to live their life like they want to live their relationship life like a celebrity. Mm-hmm. Like they feel like they need 5 Birkin bags. And oh, you don't even deserve one. You feel what I'm saying? That's how it be.
You don't know
why
they can afford one.
Yeah. Like that's just how it be. Like, oh man, it's a lot.
Ladies, what do y'all think?
Y'all real smiling.
Grinning.
I tend to stir up stuff. I try not to.
Please stir it up. Please stir it up.
Shit, you got to say.
Okay, so what are some things people in our generation tend to do to make things difficult? So, me being me, you know, I'm gonna bring God in everything. You know, guys will say they want one thing, and then go and do and get the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. People are stuck on their exes. also, I feel like a lot of people don't know how to talk to others. Like the communication, people never learned how to talk to people on a level that gives it balance. You know, no hostility. You know, talk to your partner like you actually love them. You know, mm-hmm. So communication's one. And then social media definitely makes it difficult to date. Like, I've heard a lot of backlash about this from my friends, but personally, I don't want a man that is liking naked girls' pictures. I just don't, because I kind of feel like it's low-key disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not liking men's pictures in their gray sweatpants with, you know, their print showing. Or I'm not liking men's pictures in their, like, little briefs or whatever. So I would prefer a guy that I was in a relationship with to not do that to me as well. So social media, communication, saying you want something, then go and get the complete opposite. And just having that basic respect. You know, a lot of women say they want that like 90s love because it's not prevalent anymore, or we at least don't think it is.
Right.
So, yeah.
Mimi?
I was going to say stuck on their exes and not knowing what they want. Mm. And people do have a lot of options out here. Like a lot of options. Like they be having, even if they are in a relationship, they still have other people that they talking to, but they don't want you talking to nobody. So like, that's confusing. It don't make sense to me. But yeah.
Mm. Okay. I see a little bit of everybody's side, but it's really like the playing games and intentionality. Mm. So the playing games where people are like, okay, they didn't text me back for 5 minutes, bet I'm not going to text back for 10. Yes. And then, okay, playing games, bet I'm going to text somebody else. You don't really want this person then. Mm-hmm. If you're playing games, that means you aren't serious about them and you don't really need to pursue them. Leave them alone. Y'all can be friends, but just leave them alone if that's not what you want. And then intentionality. You don't go in with the intention of wanting a relationship. Y'all just want to talk, chat. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then leave them alone. If your intentionality is not a relationship, then maybe you're just better off doing what you want to do and just be like, yeah, I don't want a relationship. Just say it. Mm-hmm. Be honest.
Or finding people who also want the same thing as you. If you want a fling, find someone else who wants a fling, you know? If you want something temporary, find somebody else who wants something temporary.
Yeah. If you having that conversation with a man, like, mm-hmm. and if he's telling you what the hell going on, can you handle it?
Can you handle that she not going to fuck with you no more?
I ain't got no problem about none of that.
One of my questions. Can women handle the truth?
Asking if you told me and you were like, you want something temporary, how would I take that?
Nah, but not even that. But if I just come in and be like, look, like, I ain't really on no relationship shit. I'm just trying to have fun. I'm trying to fuck out there now and then. Okay, cool.
I would respect it because you told me the truth.
Right.
I'll respect it. I would be a little hurt, you know, if I did like you to a certain extent. But I feel like us as individuals, we are free to do and want whatever we want. Mm-hmm. And I can't hold you back. You can't hold me back. So it's good to tell the truth and move on.
Right.
But that's why
you're upfront about your intentions. It's cool. Like, mm-hmm. Let's say you just want to play with somebody, you want to mess around and no more. Cool.
Now, some women might choke you out for saying that.
Yeah.
Some might strangle you, but I'm personally not going to do that. I'm going to be like, okay, go shed some tears and pick myself back up.
But are you saying you're asking this question up front or as you already in the situation?
Fine.
I hope you're asking up front.
It's already established. I'm gonna let you know what it is and what it ain't from the get go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't think it should be no crying if he said this is the first
right.
Yeah,
you're right. Conversation.
But
a lot of
some people don't do that.
Everybody like because what she was saying earlier, a lot of people just go in and sit thinking it's supposed to be an automatic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I brought to that question. Can you handle that conversation where it's like I don't really.
Yeah, at the very beginning, yes. But if we're 3 weeks. 6 weeks into this thing, going on days, and then you tell me you want something temporary. I'm like, what?
Mm.
You know? But at the start, yeah, I would be.
So I would say that the issue would probably be vetting. How are you vetting the people that you're dating? So if you establish a front, you let them know this is what you want, and they just gonna lie anyway. That's a whole different ball game.
Right.
But if y'all having this conversation up front and you know what you want, he know what he want, and those things on the line, keep it moving.
Right.
I don't think it should be no issue with that. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of times, I don't want to speak for guys, but in my experience with guys, they go into things knowing they don't want something serious, mm-hmm. but they know what they do want, and they're going to do whatever it look like, sound like, feel like to get what they want, yeah. and then they out of there.
Right.
That's what causes the issue, because it's like, how do you not? I could have wanted the same thing.
So how do you feel about women that they already know it's an ancient nigga, but they think that they can change them. They think that they can change that man.
Stupid.
Right.
Just
straight like this.
A person, period. That's a real functioning right. human being that's going to do what they want to do.
Right.
But you took one of my questions. I wanted to know, can women, because women always say they want the truth, but can they handle it?
I mean, some women can handle the truth. It depends. On how they take certain things, but I feel like they could handle the truth. I feel like as a man, we should tell the truth anyways, honestly.
But what if that truth is something like, let's say
you cheated or something,
it could be cheating. It could be we started dating and I didn't tell you that I really want a threesome or I really want to be in a polygamous relationship.
Oh no.
Like, see, all truths ain't easy to take.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you really want to know how it
is? I mean, I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna take that. What man ain't gonna take that?
No, I'm saying the man is saying it to the girl.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying, can the woman handle that?
It's different. Okay.
About to say, right?
Because there are certain things that men really be thinking, and they just ain't gonna say it because they scared the woman ain't gonna be able to handle it.
But I might look at them different.
Yeah. So, ladies, could y'all handle something like that?
Hell no.
Or would you not? Would you want him not to tell you at all?
I mean, no, tell me, but like, I wouldn't agree. Like, I wouldn't want that. You just have to break up or something.
Yeah, like you just have to take it at face value, and then what your decision is, it's your decision. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want that for myself. Okay, well, it was cool while I knew you.
See, because that would, I believe y'all. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe men would say that means you can't handle the truth.
But you can. You handled that.
You handled it.
you just didn't agree with them. Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I don't, like, what's the color, can handle the truth.
But what made you want to, like, leave them alone after that?
You
like,
leave me?
Like, just because I asked that.
But where you going?
Like, it was a simple question.
I put it out because I know how they think. I'm telling you.
You just asked a simple question. Like, you could establish it. All right, no, she don't want that. All right, boom, leave it on. You get back to our relationship.
But what if it's what you want? Like, you really want that, and I don't want it. Like, I don't want to have a threesome.
That's something to
that's
go apart about them. Like,
I think so. I mean, I think
if the man wants a threesome and the woman don't.
Because what's going to happen is that you're going to start resenting her. And you're going to go do it anyway. Mm. You're going to do it because that's what you want. You're human. You're going to do it. She may not be involved in it, but eventually you're going to go get what you want.
Right. And instead of ruining the relationship or whatever friendship y'all had going on, you could just leave her alone and go do what you want to do. And then you don't have to burn that bridge entirely.
Now I can be delusional and be like, baby, I love you. I ain't going nowhere. Then okay. Then what?
You can be delusional. You can be delusional and lonely because you can't handle that.
Please. I don't know about Della.
Nigel.
She sat up and hold on.
So you telling me if you and your girl, if you told your girl you want a threesome and she did not want a threesome, you would expect for y'all to stay together?
Yeah. I'm not going to let that define my damn relationship.
So
why would you want a threesome?
So
anyway?
You would marry this girl and just go throughout your entire lifetime without having what you really want? Because it is.
I'm not gonna die without having no threesome. I mean,
he's going to do it.
Like what you? I don't have to.
She just ain't gonna know.
But see, the thing, see, because one thing about it, women they be trying to put 1 + 1 together, and they think it's always 1 = 2.
It's not.
It ain't. Like, what y'all saying?
I know 2 + 1 = threesome.
But see, yeah. I don't have to. That's not going to bother me though. That's not going to bother me to the point. If I really love that girl for real, I'm like, you know, I don't. Now I'm not going to let that define what the hell me and her got going on just because of a fantasy that I got in my head. I can go watch some porn for that shit.
So you telling me, 23-year-old Nigel, never had no threesome, and he tell his girl, you know what? My fantasy is to have a threesome. She's like, that's an absolute no. For the rest of your life, you're never gonna do it.
I ain't gotta do that.
Really, but also I feel like if you tell your girl you want a threesome, that might put insecurity in her because now she's gonna be like, oh, he wants another girl involved in what we got going on.
I'm not good enough, you know.
So that's gonna fuck up you internally type shit.
Probably. Absolutely. The average woman, yeah. Unless she just doesn't care.
Would you say you would get over that?
No.
Why though?
Okay, I'm gonna tell a personal story. My ex last year, he said that he didn't mind having a threesome when we were on vacation together. And I looked at him for like 10 seconds straight and I was pissed.
Was he drunk?
No. He was like, there's nothing wrong with having a threesome. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I did not talk to him the entire time we had breakfast at the restaurant. But eventually I was like, you know, I didn't like that. He understood. He apologized, but I was still pissed. The whole drive back to Atlanta, I was still mad. Like, it got to the point because I was supposed to meet his family that day. He was like, do you still want to meet my family? And I'm like, I don't know.
Because now you look at them differently.
Yeah, but I still ended up meeting his family. I did get over it. It took about 6 hours, maybe even 8. But it was still lingering in my mind, like, oh, this could be a possibility that this is a desire for him. So it sticks with women. Things stick
in
our heads.
Don't try to understand it. You want to know why it bothers us? Because remember that one of those things that men are supposed to provide for women is security.
For sure.
That just broke the security.
So
I don't feel safe with you.
So if we having a conversation and you're like, so what's something that's always been on your bucket list that you've never completed? I'd be like, honestly, I've never had a threesome. Okay. So me telling you that in that kind of sense, that's gonna make you feel insecure.
Yeah, yes. Because our relationship is between me and you. That's a connection between two people.
But I'm not telling you that we got to have one though.
Don't say it. I'm giving you some advice. Don't do it.
Just don't.
Unless
say
you
it.
Know that that girl want to have a threesome.
Yeah.
Don't even bring it up.
That's good advice. Yeah.
Just leave that one in the back. That's don't even.
We're gonna be in your ear talking about it 5 months later, mm-hmm. and you're just not gonna hear the end of it.
And then let's say you go on a vacation, like a boy trip or something. We're gonna be like, oh, he probably had a threesome. Like that's gonna always be in our head.
Well, y'all think niggas always cheating anyway, so it's different.
Y'all do. No.
I've had some great things.
Cheating shouldn't even be in the conversation when you're dating somebody. Like when you meet somebody, why is cheating even a thought? Because that shouldn't even be a thought.
But see, you saying it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But it is. That's the world that we living in, right? That's the word. That's what we got going on right now.
Right. But if you and that person, if y'all have the mindset that, oh, I like this person, I'm intentional about them, cheating should be. That shouldn't even be on the table.
You telling us, we know. We some niggas, so we go through it. We go through it, you feel me?
So we go
through it, and that's exactly what it's going to be. Your homegirl going to be in your ear. That homegirl who ain't shit and ain't got no man and is broke. That's the one that's going to be in your ear.
But that's why you don't. That's why you don't involve, see, that's another thing. People should not involve their friends and their relationships. Come on,
that's
a relationship should be between you, God, and that person. That is it.
You're going to go to somebody for some advice sooner or later. So as simple as you trying to make the scene, it ain't that simple. It's easier said than done.
Yeah, you got a point. But back to the original, cheating should not be that shouldn't even be something people think about.
It should.
I saw a post on Facebook. It was like, if you cheat, don't come in my inbox. Why is that even? Why are we even saying that?
It's trauma.
Yeah, trauma. People have experienced it a lot of times, and they don't, and you're going to experience it. I don't, I mean, you hope that you find this diamond in the rough and nobody cheats and everybody's honest and they're perfect. And yeah, we hope we live in a world that way. Right. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that you are going to enter into a relationship where some dishonesty comes into it. And that trauma, depending on the type of person you are, is going to affect people differently. And you may not even know how to navigate in the next relationship because of that trauma. So those things people really got to work on themselves. And find out how can I go into the next relationship without pouring this in over here. And this dude ain't had nothing, or this girl ain't had nothing to do with it. Is it on YouTube, Facebook? Let me see. Lord, y'all know I don't be knowing what I'm
doing. I think every boy cheat.
No. Really?
Promise. Just say it.
What? Only because I've been through a lot. Like, I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. And I have a dad, so like my dad tells me a lot about y'all niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. And you only want one thing, so that's always gonna be in my head. So I'm not about to sit here and give you, like, I don't even put all my eggs in one basket. But like, if I'm messing with you and you, I don't care how much you say you love me, you care about me, I'm still in my head, it's still gonna be like, oh, he's cheating, or he's gonna do this, or he don't love me that much. Like, I don't know, it's just.
Well, I also think because of your age group, it's going to be hard to find boys your age group that's real intentional and serious about being in a relationship anyway. You're only 19.
That's why I don't want to be in a relationship.
And you shouldn't. I think you should live your life, have fun, and explore life. But don't do what that other girl said on my show. Don't do that. But I got some comments on here. Lashay Johnson. She said, you can handle the truth and don't have to agree with it.
Yep.
And I agree with that, but I don't think men process handling the truth that way. I think men want you to handle the truth and keep going on. Even if you don't agree with it, they don't want you to leave. Handling the truth to them is, I told you something, you may or may not agree with it, but we still together. Yeah, women is, you told me something, I don't agree with it, and I'm gone. Mm. So that's why men are saying women can't handle the truth, because after I tell you something, now you're leaving. Oh, and she says 1 + 1 always equals 2.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I ain't slow enough.
She said, this is where communication comes in, because it doesn't have to cause her to be insecure. He could just want it because it's a fantasy, not that she doesn't please him. Her feeling insecure in that realm is really a her issue. I don't know if I totally agree with that.
Can I say something?
On the nail. Bing.
Okay, so say personally I wouldn't do this, but say, you know, there's a man and a woman, they're in a relationship, right? Say the woman goes to the man and she's like, you need to make more money, or say she's you know, there's some infidelity going on and she's gawking at a guy who makes more money than her man. And he knows about it. In that situation, would that make y'all insecure about how much money y'all make?
I'm just going to grind and keep making more money. Yeah. I mean, it's going
to... That's on a nigga mind 24/7. Yeah. It's the how to get more money.
Okay.
I ain't worried about the niggas, dude. I know what I can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's never competition. It's never competition with anybody. Like, everything he got going on, I want that for him. I'm happy for him. Everything he got going on, I want that. Anybody around me, I like just how we was talking earlier, I want everybody around me to succeed.
But she talking about if a woman wants,
like, has a woman ever made you feel insecure?
Even still in that sense, though, I'm only in competition with myself at the end of the day.
Right.
I want to see myself do all this shit before. I don't give a damn what that nigga doing.
You right. Has a woman ever made you feel insecure?
Nah.
How about you? Okay.
But see here, so I just want to touch on the saying that the woman, Lachey was saying, like, her not wanting a threesome and not now after that conversation, now she feels insecure and that's a hurt issue. I don't necessarily think that's a hurt issue depending on the trauma that person's going through. I think that some things are just your boundary, like it's your standard. And if it's my standard and you kind of say, I'm not saying that I'm insecure about me. I'm saying that what you just said to me doesn't make me feel safe anymore. Now I feel like you want something that I can't provide for you. I don't know if it's like a me issue because it's like that, but I think these are my standards. This is what I require. I don't feel like you meet that anymore. So now the illusion that I had of our relationship to me doesn't exist. Because now I feel like I'm in jeopardy of going into some rabbit hole that I shouldn't have to go into because I shouldn't even know that you want a threesome when you know I don't want one.
So if you told me you always had a dream of dating a ball player.
That's not the same.
How?
That is definitely not the same.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Unless I'm saying yes, I want us to fuck this ball player
together. No. Because what you just said, I'm going off what you just said, that, you know what I'm saying, that can make you got standards, and because it can make you feel, you know what I'm saying, insecure about yourself. So if you come to me and be like, oh, I always had visions of dating a ball player, and I'm not that ball player, and I'm not a ball player in general, you telling me that if I see, okay, I'm gonna leave you because you making me feel insecure about myself because I'm not a ball player. How is it? It's not because
I don't have access to a ball player. You got access to any bitch you want to have threesome with.
But I'm with you.
But I'm just saying that's the difference. I don't even have access to a ball player.
I don't have access to bitches who want threesomes.
Nigel.
And if I do, why wouldn't I have been dead? I'm confused. That got my mind in a twirl.
You know that don't make sense.
For real.
Somebody fantasizing about sleeping with LeBron James, knowing they don't have access to LeBron James, is totally different than somebody saying they want to have a threesome when they can just go pick a bitch that like threesomes. It's not the same thing.
But you trying to say a man is going to go pick somebody that want to go a threesome when he never told you in the beginning that he needed that to survive.
We didn't say nothing about needing anything. You said you want to have a threesome. That's how y'all brought it earlier. Why would you bring to my attention that you want a threesome unless you want a threesome?
Right.
You asked me.
Well, no, I didn't.
You asked me.
I didn't, so I didn't ask you nothing.
I'm going to tell
you. Can women handle the truth? That was just an example of a conversation that would happen that a woman would not stick around for after being told. Mm-hmm. We ain't say we asked you nothing.
I'm just saying, but you still gonna leave, though. You
that's
still
a non-negotiable for some people.
Thank
some
you.
People don't want it.
Deal breaker.
That's deal breaker. Crazy, man.
And if that's a deal breaker for that person, then they're just gonna leave.
Now, what have we been going good? We've been going strong.
He just fucked it up. Leave? You should have left it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, hopefully, if you are with a girl, y'all been together long enough to know what her deal breakers are. And if that's a deal breaker, she probably had already said that. So hopefully you wouldn't even bring that up to her.
Right.
But in my experience, it's happened to me. I've been with somebody for years, and then all of a sudden they want to have a threesome. And I'm like, who? With who? You want me to be involved in this? Shitting me? I'm single.
How long was y'all together?
5 years.
5 years?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Man, 5 years ago.
That's a non-negotiable.
God.
Maybe you should be having that conversation before you get into the relationship.
God.
Exactly.
Because that's something you need to go deal with. You're not going to bring that on me. Some shit that you need that I ain't going to give you, I don't have it for you. I don't got time. You ain't about to wear my nerves out. All right, y'all, we're about to go to the next question.
Yes, please.
What are, no, I won't ask that one. All right. How do y'all feel about traditional roles in dating?
I like it.
Me too.
I'm a.
Explain to me what y'all think traditional roles are, first of all. What's your idea of them?
Traditional is the man being the provider and the woman being the nurturer. I like that. That's how I operate. That's how my grandma and my mom raised me. So that's what I am. The men, they hunt. They're the hunters, not the women.
Right.
We don't
pick it up later. Yeah. I feel like it's divided evenly.
So y'all cool with submitting?
Yes.
I feel like whatever you bring to the table, like even if the roles was reversed, I wouldn't really care.
If you're treating me right and you're providing, I will 100% submit.
So you cool with having a stay-at-home husband? You said it, they were reversed.
No, I'm saying like, I don't want to be a stay-at-home wife. Like, I can't do it. I can't stay at home. But like, I don't know, if you work from home or something, like that's different. But if you just at home, and not you just cleaning, cooking, and all that. No, I still need you to work. You still gotta work.
You want him? I'm gonna ask y'all first.
I feel like it's to a certain extent. Like, I don't want no stay at home wife. Do something to motivate, help me motivate you, motivate each other. Go out, run your business, do what you gotta do, take care of it. You feel me? Like, of course, I'm gonna come home, provide, pay the bills, I'm gonna do everything traditional things do, but I just don't want no stay at home wife, like just stay at home 24/7. Like, I ain't gonna say that's gonna not motivate me, but it's gonna like, all right, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? I know I'm bringing in everything. Maybe you probably gotta stay. Yeah, we gotta probably have kids, but I'm saying, like, I'm pretty sure, like, if she at home, she doing something. Okay. She probably working from home. She making some type of income, not just me doing all the stuff.
It depends on the situation, because my boyfriend now, his mom, she has a whole nursing degree. She can go out and get a job whenever she wants to, but she stays at home and she homeschools her children. And her husband, he works from home now since COVID. But before then, he used to go to office, go to work. Then he came home and he just did everything. He paid the bills, gave her money, she could go shopping. But I feel like in that sense, their roles were divided evenly and they both enjoyed what they were doing. It worked for them. Mm-hmm. It may not work for everybody, but it worked for them.
Right.
I personally like the traditional roles where if the wife wants to stay home, she can stay home. But if she wants a job, she can have her job too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Nigel. Let us pray.
Don't say it like that. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I feel like it's really to each his own.
What is your idea of traditional roles?
I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of raised like, don't be lazy. So everybody was doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, my grandpa always took care of my grandma, but she loved doing what she was doing because she went to school. So she enjoyed teaching. She loved it. You feel what I'm saying? So she still did that at the end of the day. But like, it's a situation like with my mom's, like my stepfather was already told her, like, you ain't gotta work. I just take care of you.
He got a brother.
He got a couple of them, but it's like, me. That's just how I was raised. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm really big on, like, of course I'm gonna be the provider. I'm gonna make sure everything, but I just don't want you to be lazy.
Yeah.
Like, just don't be lazy. Yeah.
My sister Chanchin went to Taiwan and she just texted me. She was like, so what, let me ask y'all later. So what happened if your man can't provide, like something happened to him? What would y'all do?
Yeah. Oh, we'll pick it up. Yeah. I'll pick it up personally. I mean, if he's down, that's when I go up. When I'm down, that's when he goes up. If we're both at the same level, then that's what we're doing. Like she was saying, it's about the two people in the relationship and what they want to do. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, if he's down right now, that's when you step in for sure.
Okay. Like, I believe in most people having their own careers and having their own, like, sort of like a backup plan for each person. So like the wife is stay at home, well, she still has her degree in her back pocket just in case she has to come out and work for a while until she can get back.
Yeah, I agree with that. I like it. So since we're talking about that, and Anayla kind of alluded to this on our show a couple weeks ago, how do y'all feel about the 50-50 conversation that constantly keeps coming up on social media?
What you mean, like bills and just anything 50-50?
Well, from what I'm hearing is that women are adamant about not going 50-50 with a guy. They want the guy to pay everything.
Oh no.
I mean, and this is I'm hearing this is like they're saying this while they're dating.
Oh no. Some days it's gonna be 80-20, 50-50, 70-30.
Yeah.
It ain't always gonna be the same. So I mean, I don't know. 50, it depends on you gotta establish that from the get-go between y'all two partners. Oh, what's gonna happen? Is you gonna do this? I'm gonna pay this, or like you just gotta establish things from the get-go.
Yeah.
I just feel like,
because I hear a lot of women saying, I might as well just have a roommate. Somebody come pay 50% of these bills. What you mean? 50 is less than 100. What y'all ladies think? Lanella about to stir some shit up. I can see
it. She like that tradition.
I agree with 50-50. Or like, if you don't have it, I'm gonna always provide. Like, if you my husband, I'm gonna provide if you don't have it. But if I don't have it, I'm gonna need you to do the same thing though. That's all I gotta say.
So I'm good with 50-50. Like, he pays the mortgage, I get the gas, the electricity, groceries, all that good stuff. If that is 50-50, if we can match it up. But if he tells me like, hey, Anayla, I want to take care of everything, I'm gonna say, okay. If that's what he truly desires to do, I'm gonna let him do that.
So would that, like, do you do more at that point? Like, If you say you're going to take care of everything, do you do more or you
do just what?
So you know how the man, he goes to work and he makes money, right? So typically in the traditional roles, the man just goes to work. He's not cooking, he's not cleaning, he's not taking care of the kids. He could be doing some lawn work. He could be doing that, but I think people underestimate the work that goes into raising children and cooking every day, three times a day, doing laundry for however many people are in the family, keeping the house clean, and then having a job on top of that.
Yeah.
I think people underestimate that. I do not have a problem with taking care of the kids and cooking and cleaning and having a job. I don't have an issue with that because, you know, God put us on this earth to work. So it's just that it is what it is. But if a man tells me like, hey, I want to take care of you and take care of the bills, I'm going to let him. And if he doesn't want to, then, you know, I cover my part, you cover your part.
Quick question though. So like,
we got the pot stirrers on this side of the room.
So like, say if like that man is going through some hardship at the time and like he needs you to step up a little bit, feel me? Like, how long would you give him to actually get his shit together? Like, what would you do? Like, give me a time frame.
So I feel like it's important for couples to do this, but there's a thing called like quarterly planning. And like planning for either 3 or 4 months in each year. So I would sit down with him. We would talk. We'd be like, okay, we kind of need to plan to be here this month and then here by July, then here by, or let's do three months. So March, June, you know. But as long as it took, honestly, 6 months to a year.
Oh, no, unless she was in an accident.
Yeah, I mean, six to 8 months. I mean, I think things can be kind of settled within a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Less than that for sure. But if it took up to a year, then yeah.
That's a question for all y'all too. Like, how long would y'all get that man if he was down bad?
It depends.
Yeah, definitely depends.
Down bad.
The year?
Down
bad.
Yeah.
Like year is like the stopping point. Then it's like, okay. Are you actually trying? Because you could get a little something. Like, Amazon is always hiring. I need you to at least be actively trying to get something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to see the effort. Not the people like, oh, yeah, I applied to a job this week. I'm laying on the couch. It'd be like, hey, is the laundry done yet? I need some clean underwear. Don't do that.
Right.
I need to see effort and you actively trying to get something.
Lashay Johnson said, if we're going 50-50 on bills, we're also going 50-50 on all housework and taking care of the kids.
Okay. Right. Yeah, have different days for someone to cook and do laundry and stuff, for sure.
Yeah. don't know about the 50-50, y'all. I just don't know. I just rather you just stay at your own house. But that's, I'm old. Don't listen to me. Do not take my advice on relationships.
I mean, I would rather not do 50-50, but if I have to, then yeah, I will.
And most men that have become established and they got their stuff together, they just want to be providers anyway. That they don't even have this conversation.
Yeah.
Most men that got money and got their stuff together, they're not asking y'all for nothing. Your money, save it up for us on vacations or retirement or something like that.
Or gifts.
Like, yeah, they don't even,
for sure.
They don't think about stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what are y'all views on marriage?
I want to be married. Me too. Me I just too. Don't want a wedding.
Hmm? But huh? You said you don't trust no niggas.
I don't, but I
do. But you want to be married.
I gotta trust somebody eventually. But that's just something personal I gotta work on. Like, I don't trust nobody, so I gotta work on that myself. Mm-hmm. But I do want to get married. I just don't want a wedding. But like, once we marry, like, it's death row. Like, we can't get a divorce. I don't do that.
We don't do the D word.
Well, I never been married, but like, we not doing no divorce, like, at all. So like, you sure you want to marry me, sir? You gotta really think long and hard.
So how old you want to be? Like, what's your ideal age to get married?
I'll say like 25.
Jesus,
25. Mm-hmm. You want to get married?
Okay. I was hoping 24, but I'm 23 now, and that 25. We ain't got nowhere with that. So I guess 26, 27 now.
And do you got like, do y'all care? Like what's the age range that y'all would marry a guy? Like, what? How old do they have to be?
Let's see. I'm 23, so I wouldn't date anyone past the age of 27. Like, if he's 28, I guess so. Mm-hmm. But 3 years or more. Or 4 years or more, I guess.
What about you, Amon?
I'm feeling the prefrontal cortex being fully developed.
Thank you.
So we can chat after that. Let's just wait on that prefrontal cortex to develop.
And what, that's 25, 27?
Between that range, yeah.
Yeah. They develop a little slower. I'm sorry, guys. just buying.
Yeah, I date to marry, so that's my intention for sure.
So do you guys, before I ask y'all this question, I want to know from them, since is y'all age range kind of the same, like the number of years up and down?
Yeah, like maximum 2 years older, 2 years younger.
Okay, so you guys think that this age group of men are ready to be married?
Oh, heck no.
So how y'all going to get married?
We're going to pray and wait it out. Mm. Unless, you know, one does come along who is in our age range, who happens to be ready. But yeah.
So, but fellas, in this age range. Let the ladies know how y'all feel about marriage.
I just ain't ready for it right now. I know eventually I will. Like I told you the last episode, I'm more focused on myself. And then when the time being, I can focus on that. When the time is being.
So what's your ideal time?
I mean, I really ain't, what, 28? I mean, I really ain't got no time limit. I ain't gonna put no time on it. I mean, some people get married in 3 months.
No, I mean, what age do you think you would want to be married at?
28. Being around the bush, bro.
28? I ain't being around the bush.
Okay, you said 28. 28. Once that brain to be developed.
Yeah, you feel me? I got most of the things figured out. I know I learned myself even more. Like, you got to learn yourself first. To before you learn somebody else, so yeah.
Vibes. If I ever get married, if I ever get married, shit, I say about really. Hopefully, around my 30s, though. I'll say around like my 30s. Mm-hmm. I don't really see myself getting married in my 20s, cause I mean. No, not really.
I agree. I think men shouldn't get married till like 35.
Yeah, young, still young.
Yeah, yeah, I think 35 is a good age for men.
Yeah, I'm gonna plan on getting married one time.
That's good.
I said the same thing.
Me too, and that's why I only been married one time. I ain't doing that shit again. Okay, y'all. Don't take my advice, ladies. Y'all get married, find y'all a good man, settle down. Do not listen to me. Okay. So fellas, why does it seem like young men take so much longer to get their shit together than young women?
Because I should be fucked up.
What's that shit? What's fucked up?
I might be fucked up.
Like what?
I might be fucked up. I just might be fucked up. That's really
I need some context, Nigel. If you have you and another young lady from the same place, what's going on? What is the issue that she's progressing, and you still like right here?
What you mean by like get your shit together though? Like as in what?
Being established, having a car, having your own apartment, whatever job or career you want, maybe education that you want, whatever it is that you are trying to pursue. Why does it take so long for men, young men, to develop that thing?
Some men just ain't got that motivation, that grind in them.
But I'm finding this to be at large. Like, it's not just like a small population, especially in the Black culture. A lot of young Black men, I know y'all gonna try to drag me, I don't care. But a lot of men in Black culture, there has been, I know there are systemic things that definitely hinder some people. But I'm just saying, if we're on the same playing field, you got a guy and a girl, same age, graduate at the same time, what's going on?
Easy. I mean, the difference between that is really just your drive. And that's what's... And
I'm glad you said that.
And who they hang around with. Who you hang around with.
Most definitely. It all depends on your drive and how much that person really wants it. Because you can teach somebody the whole step. You can give somebody the whole game plan, but they still don't want to move up in the world and be something within themselves, then what can you do? Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Because you can bring a horse to some water, but you can't make that drink. Horse drink it. No?
See, I'm glad y'all answered this way, because you want to know the answers I've gotten from people my age.
What is it?
Their responses are, y'all get welfare. So y'all got help. Y'all getting, like, women get money from men easier so they can get more stuff than we can get. The man is always against us, so they holding us down, and we couldn't. Because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, why is it that there's so many men that don't have their own apartment and car? They either live with their mom, or they live with a girl, or they baby mom, or something. Like, it's a large amount of men who don't have their own shit.
Well, I feel like, when it comes to the like the house and or your own whatever, your own space in general, I feel like that kind of comes down to nurturing between them parents. Because a lot of times, and it happens a lot of times really within, I say, like, single parent homes, because I know a lot, so I'm not just talking, but I know it's a lot of dudes, like, they mom just babied them their whole life. And they've got to the point where they've just got comfortable with that shit. So if your mama tell her, you know what, baby, you ain't gotta go nowhere if you want to. You can just stay here for however long you want. They gonna accept it. You know what I'm saying? Because now they done got comfortable. Now they know, oh, you know what? I ain't gotta go out here. I ain't gotta pay a mortgage, or I ain't gotta pay no rent on my own. I can stay at the crib. That's all that come down to.
Yeah.
Ladies. do y'all run into this? Like, do you find it that it's harder to find guys that have their shit together?
I mean, I'm 19, so, like, I don't think no guy is going to have their stuff together around my age right now. Some of them do, but, like, some of the ones that I be meeting don't. And that goes to what he said, like, having a two-parent household and they just having one. They will have their mom, but not their dad. And I feel like a lot of guys need that. A guy plays a big role, like a dad plays a big role in a guy's life and in a female's life too. So, like, you not having your dad, that says a lot about you and how you move and how you think and how you just go about things. And you just having your mom is like, she's gonna, like, motherly love, like, she's gonna show you, she's not gonna give you that guy, like, she's not gonna get on you how a guy would get on you.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
What about you two seasoned ladies?
I've only dated one guy who kind of had it all together. He was Nigerian. So for some odd reason, African men tend to, their African parents tend to kind of be more, you know, pushy on their children to, you know, for them to have their stuff together. So he had his own house. Got his own house at, like, 22, own car, own career. He was very well established for his age. But that's just one guy out of, I think, maybe three guys I've dated. Right. So, which is not really a lot. But, yeah. You know, most don't really have it together. And that's okay because I don't have it together. I don't have my own place. I got my own car. I got my own career. But, you know, I probably won't get my own place until I finish my master's and start working. So, yeah. I can't expect a guy to have what I don't have.
And it don't even have to be like a house and a car. Like, are they trying to be rappers, or are they actually pursuing a lucrative career?
She gonna say something about the rappers. Yeah, every time, the rappers.
Cannot stand one of the rappers.
I need it to stop.
I do too.
And I know they're gonna drag me for that because everybody want that. Don't be telling nobody not to dream. No, you could dream. Okay,
but
they
like,
dream need to bring some money in.
You need to have two dreams.
Yeah,
a dream and a job. But I'm in a special situation because I go to Howard. So every man there is trying to get a career, and they're all very hard workers. So most of the guys I run into, they're all like, okay, I'm gonna get this computer science degree, and I'm gonna work in corporate America in California, and I'm gonna get this bread. Mm-hmm. Or they're like, I'm an actor, but I'm learning how to work behind the scenes so I can make the money that the actors aren't making, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm in a special situation to where everybody is like very hardworking, and they're not being babysat by their parents.
Wow. Y'all so lucky and blessed. So proud of y'all.
Question real quick. You know, you say you in a special situation. What if you wasn't in that special situation? Like,
if I was in a special situation, like being Howard?
No, not that. What if you wasn't in a special situation as in like every man around you has something already going down there?
Okay. Because, so in high school, I knew a few people like that who didn't have something going. But as like a friend to other people, I'm going to be like offering ideas. So I'm gonna be like, okay, you don't know what you want to do with your life? They have all these technical degrees that you can get until you figure out what you want to do. So I had a guy I used to talk to in high school. He didn't know what he wanted to do with his life, but he ended up going to the NASCAR Technical Institute, and he got the car certification. So at least he has something to do to make money while he's trying to figure himself out. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there should be some sort of education that gets you established, that you have a backup plan that you can fall back on if anything happens. You know, even if you do have to stay with your mom for that extra year, mm-hmm. at least you'll have a career that can make you some money so you can get your own vehicle so that you don't have to share a car with your mom.
So you saying I need a man has to go to school in order
to
fuck with
you? Go to school. If you want
to
work at
Amazon, I'm saying to fuck with you though.
Me personally,
because that's what you harping a lot on is education, education.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's for me personally. I need somebody who is educated. Not saying that just going to high school isn't good enough, because for some people that is, but for me, I need you to be able to want more. Like, I'm thinking more like guaranteed 6-figure, 7-figure jobs. You know, mm-hmm. not sure. just. Oh, I work at Amazon, or I work at Walmart. I manage a Walmart. Like, I want something more than that.
Even and that's not if just college. That's trade jobs too.
Right.
Like, you know.
But she said school in general, though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you can. There's more ways to make right. 6-7-figure salaries. You got welding. You got.
Right.
You got
air conditioning, plumbing,
HVAC. You got
right,
all that.
Right.
But so I'm just, college isn't necessary to make money.
Yeah.
But in education.
Yeah, college isn't necessary, but statistically speaking, you will earn more money with a degree than without one. That's just facts. Mm. Not saying that college is for everybody, but if you want to do the research, I believe it's like 67%. You make 67% more over a lifetime than a person with a high school diploma. We have I'm a bachelor's, and it goes up as you go higher in your degree level. So there are benefits to having a degree. I know people like to look down on it or say that you don't have to have one, and you don't. But if you want to make your life easier, get a degree.
Right.
Like, it just is what it is.
A degree or a certification. Like, you can get your CNA in a summer.
I feel like I disagree. Because I know a lot of people that have degrees and they still aren't successful.
We didn't say a degree, I mean, not everybody or right. every degree.
Right.
But having certain degrees are guaranteed you're going to make more money than a high school graduate.
I would say like a doctor, lawyer, you need those. You need that.
So we also need the plumbers just as much. So
yeah.
People who go get that 1 year learning how to be a plumber, they make at least 6 figures every year.
For sure.
It may not be the job that everybody's like, oh, that's such a cool job. They're still able to make their money while they pursue their dreams. So So you may be a plumber by day, a rapper by night.
Oh, Jesus. Please don't.
I'm tired of hearing these rappers.
No more rappers, sweet.
Yes. Some people like that.
We don't need no more rappers, y'all.
We don't. Really don't. Y'all really don't know how to rap. They be making me so mad.
Leave JJ Ice Fish alone.
Oh, my God.
He blew it like that.
Yeah, he did. Listen, we got some comments on YouTube, y'all. S. Ashley says, putting an age limit on when you should get married puts pressure on you. Get married when you're ready, not because of age.
Agree. I agree.
I don't know. And then she said, a single mother can push you just as hard as a two-parent home. Having a father doesn't determine if you'll have your stuff together. Some fathers are horrible.
Yeah, see, I wasn't saying that. I was just saying, like, you need a father. Like, you need both of your parents, whether it's a mother or a dad. you need both of your parents, whether it's your mother or your dad, because, like, a dad can't give you what your mom can give you, or your mom can't, wait, did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, your mom can't give you what your dad can't, like, what your dad can provide. So, like, you need both of your parents, but sometimes it don't work like that.
And I agree, like, we always have outliers. So that, I think her question is like an outlier. Of course, you'll have some homes with single parents and raise kids. Of course, you'll have some two-parent homes where it's horrible. Like this, it's going to always be an outlier or something. But overall, the order is supposed to be a mom and a dad in the house together. So to raise well-rounded people in the world.
All about development. Like they're going to be successful people with, you know, a single.
Yeah. LeBron household. James.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Sure. But he's one of a kind.
Yeah. Outlier. But yeah, I think I think it's very imperative to have a man in the house, period, whether it's father and a child or a son or a daughter.
Right.
I think that is the deciding and determining factor of raising well-rounded people is having a father figure in the house, period.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So y'all, hold on. I got some, I forgot we had a fan that asked me they went off, y'all. They feel some type of way about y'all. And they wanted me to ask y'all some questions.
Oh, man. What you mean they went on?
So I asked them, what are some things that y'all do that bothers them? So they started the sentence off was, where do I begin? I said, well, damn. So the first answer, the first question was, why does y'all generation wear hoodies in the summertime?
Because it's cute. I just wore one today. I had on shorts with a hoodie. I wasn't hot.
Oh, yeah.
Now I did get hot eventually and I took it off. But
I mean, I can see consider it nice.
So you'd be on blast and I need a little bit of a hoodie.
Sometimes I wear a tank top, sometimes I wear a hoodie. If it's 80 degrees,
I didn't know.
I'll be looking at my son like, what is
I didn't know you were wearing my clothes too.
Yeah, like eventually I do get hot though, but in that moment when I first put it on, I'm cool.
I think some people need it. What is, that's right.
Anemic, yeah. This whole generation ain't anemic now, Jaymont. Goddamn.
Now I did hear that some people wear like baggy clothing in the summer because of like body image issues. But other than that, everybody has their reasons for everything. But
it's just weird that a whole generation thinks it's okay to wear a hoodie in the summertime. It's very weird.
I mean, I typically wear like light clothing, but you know, I like repping my college, so I just put on my little
t-shirt.
We do, but I didn't feel like putting my t-shirt on today. It was rainy, so I was like, let me put on a little hoodie.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she...
All right, the next one is the new style of not matching anything y'all wear.
Wait a minute. No.
Who they
I don't think that? People know what style is, because if you put something together, it's about how you wear it, not what you wear. Yeah, it's all
about
how...
that now, Nayla.
Some people just can't damn dress.
Okay.
You got on polka dots and stripes.
Okay.
Man, where are you going?
See, we're not talking about that. Polka dots and stripes is crazy. But it's, you know. It's...
And y'all mix brands. I can't take it.
Oh, yeah.
You got on a whole Nike sweatsuit with some Adidas on. Why?
Why are you looking that hard?
Why?
What if they were the only shoes that match?
No, it can't be. I need you to get
that. Don't wear the outfit.
Right. I need your brands to match.
I agree. Adidas with Nike.
I can't do it.
Now, Jordan and Nike, I mean, that's kind of, you know.
It's Jordan. Yeah. It's Nike, so. All right, next one is not ironing the bummy shit they put on.
I don't even laugh at my irons.
I throw myself in the dryer and it gets right out.
I didn't take too long.
That'd be going straight in the dryer.
We have an iron, but my dad uses that for his church suit, so I throw my stuff in the dryer. Oh,
Pastor Kirk.
Pastor C.T. Kirk.
Yes, sir.
That's straight in the dryer.
Yeah, it gets it out.
Right, or I get the steamer. I just don't want to touch that iron.
Yeah,
it's too much work. Too you got to flip the clothes.
This is why they say y'all lazy.
I burned the carpet using the iron one time. So right, I dropped it on the carpet in a whole little, I was like 11 maybe. I was trying to iron my middle school uniform. Never again.
Yeah, maybe because my mom made me iron everything before I went to school growing up. So now I hate to iron.
All right, the next one is these sus ass dances they do.
What's that?
The hip
Oh,
what? Like, what is these dumb ass dance? Y'all go in the club doing TikTok dances. Why?
I hate that shit.
Oh my God.
I say I don't dance. Yeah,
I hate I'm gonna.
Next one is recording everything everywhere and expecting everyone to be accommodating.
I record everything.
Y'all definitely record my food.
I record my food. I take pictures. I do everything.
I record myself in the gym sometimes. I make sure people aren't in it. But I don't sit here and hold a tripod. I don't where I'm people going.
I feel like a lot of people just be living in a, like nowadays a lot of people just be living in a, they not really living in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, back then you go to a concert, you really didn't see a whole lot of people just recording. They were just there
enjoying it.
So now you go to a concert, everybody got flashes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They living in their phone more than they living in the moment for real. So
it depends on the situation, because I hate it when people do that. I hate going to a concert and all you see is hands. Mm-hmm. Everybody holding the phone up, so now you can't even see the person performing. Mm-hmm. Versus the people who just sit there and they just vibe. Like, I understand you got to get that picture because you were there. You got to get that picture.
Because it didn't happen.
Take a quick video, but just enjoy.
Right, but the phone out the whole time is kind of crazy.
Like, I want to look at the sun. I want to look at the sunset, not, you know, video the sunset the entire time.
Yeah, I do one video.
The last one is these stupid ass pranks.
Oh, I don't partake in that.
Stupid prank.
All the pranks that be on social media, like you got the one with a guy coming down the escalator, he grabbed the girl's face.
That's
the pranks. The little the pranks.
Me personally,
I don't play like that.
Yeah.
I'll be watching them. They be funny. But
I just think y'all do everything to go to get likes and views.
Yeah.
What?
Talking to everybody on FaceTime.
Oh my God, that's so aggravating.
In the middle of the store.
In the store.
Oh yeah.
I have on my AirPods.
Well,
I
have AirPods, so that.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm bad at that shit. I don't even gotta be on FaceTime, but I have you on speaker though.
So aggravating.
But sometimes it just be like that. Like,
no, it don't.
Now if I'm in Walmart, I'm not gonna do like that. But if I'm at the corner store, all right, cool.
Why y'all think everybody wanna hear your conversation?
Oh. Yeah, I might be on FaceTime because somebody might got to show me what the hell they want. They might not know what they want.
Yeah, if I have an issue with calling me on FaceTime,
look
in my eyes.
Brett said he got an issue with a dude calling him on FaceTime, looking him in his eyes.
Somebody
called
Lily in video. I
look
put the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
do FaceTime.
Look in your eyes, crazy.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm going to ask y'all two more questions. Let's see which two I'm going to pick. This one. What is something that y'all need help understanding that we can help y'all to help y'all get a little head a little faster? We know y'all know everything.
No.
I don't know everything.
I need them grandma recipes for Thanksgiving. Because I'm about to be the next generation cooking Thanksgiving. Exactly. I don't know how to make half the stuff that they be making.
You got to get in the kitchen and watch.
Well, I know how to cook.
If you can make a good macaroni, you're good.
Because there ain't no explaining. You got to just watch. My grandma did the same thing. You just watch them. Because we don't know how much of this and that. It's just this and that and sprinkle this.
Listen,
and
I watch cooking recipes on TikTok. I watch a food channel. Get you a little cookbook.
Like, I can listen to instructions. My dad done taught me how to make macaroni and cheese. Because I don't eat macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
So I learned how to make macaroni and cheese. But it was like, why I have to call you and ask? I think you should just write that down and just give me the book. Just
all you need to know is how to make some pot roast. If you can make some pot roast, you can make it
at all from my grandma. I think. But I was in that kitchen. I know how to make everything.
I can't make a single bit of dressing.
I'm always in the kitchen, so.
Yeah.
You got to be in there cutting stuff up with them. Mm-hmm. Making sure you watch
my grandma put me out. My grandma don't like nobody in the kitchen.
Couldn't have. I lit the pot. I'm in
the pot. I got a sample.
What?
They had
so
me in the kitchen.
That's I hate to steer away from your question, but I have to ask this. Like, are y'all cooking women? Like,
yeah, I love cooking.
For sure.
I cook
yes,
all
that's
the time.
The South.
I'm talking about like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah,
I know I cook everything.
Yes.
Lunch. You can make your own lunch. You better make some
dessert.
Not dessert. You got the chocolate chip delight, you got the banana pudding, you got the cheesecake.
And dessert.
Yeah. Only things I don't know how to make are just like those staple dishes for Thanksgiving, like the dressing. Don't know how to make that. Don't know how to make potato salad.
Hmm? Oh, I know how to make all that. I'll be in the kitchen. That's because my parents cook. So I'll be in the kitchen. My dad is chef. So
mm-hmm. You can learn. I swear you can learn all of it on YouTube, mm-hmm. TikTok, whatever. Just study it.
I've tried that. And it was nasty.
And no, well, you got to have your seasonings. You got to know how much milk or cheese to put in it. You know, how much egg.
Y'all be measuring stuff.
Yeah, well, no, you know, like black people, the ancestors tell us when to stop or when to keep going. But you know,
it's trial and error till you'll get it.
Spaghetti's very simple.
Like food though, because I feel bad, like I'm wasting.
You don't like
food.
Spaghetti? I make lasagna. I'm a lasagna type of girl.
I like lasagna. Spaghetti's just overrated.
I cooked it too much. Mm-hmm. And I ate
it. No, we ate it too much as kids.
Yeah, that.
What else do we y'all need help with? Even if I can't help y'all right now, I might have the resources to get you to help. And I just want, and the people that are watching, they may volunteer to offer some stuff.
I would say I'm doing pretty good on budgeting and saving, but more resources and tips on how to stack. You know, I put away a good bit when I get paid. But, you know, I feel like being an adult, something's always happening with the car, or you got something, a bill to pay, and then it's like, it's gone. And I'm like, okay, now I got to start over or build it back up. So.
That'll always happen.
Yeah.
That's life.
And I guess it just comes with, you know, the more money you make, the more you're able to put away. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Y'all need any tips on anything? Mm-hmm. Advice, help, resources?
Just pinpoint is in life, I guess.
I don't know where your life going. I got a lot of advice now.
I don't know.
I done been through some shit. I might steer you wrong, but I'll give you something. No.
Really can't think of nothing on top of my head. It's just
y'all, anybody want to buy a house? Do y'all need help with that? Like figuring out what you need to do to set yourself up for that eventually.
Yeah, eventually buy a house.
Not gonna lie.
Maybe build.
I want to build us a lot about that.
Yeah.
Like they told us how you can get that little 3% down instead of paying the whole like 20 or something.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, TikTok is very resourceful.
Yeah, you just have to know what you're looking for.
Okay. All right. So what are some what do you guys fear the most?
God,
you said God.
Like, I say, I just feel,
nigga don't fear shit.
Nah, I say really, on a more serious note, like. I say the most things I fear in life is really like being unsuccessful and being a bum and letting myself get to that level. Like, and that's some shit I never do. But I say that's my fear is like not having nothing going. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I make sure I do everything I can to stay far away from that shit. But I say that's my biggest fear. Like that's something that I got, it's like a motor. In me, cause like I use that shit as like energy to keep me going in the direction I need to be going in. You feel what I'm saying? Make sure I don't go backtracking.
Yeah, could have been.
Yeah,
I agree. I was gonna say accepting mediocrity.
Wow.
Because I don't want to stay where I'm at. Like I'm not comfortable where I'm at. I don't ever want to just be comfortable just being in the middle instead of achieving what I want to achieve. You know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's a good one. What about you two ladies?
Basically, what everybody's saying, just being stagnant, like stagnant in life, you know, not going anywhere in the same cycle, you know, let's say 5-10 years, just staying in the, stuck in the same place. We're always trying to progress in life, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are things that you are actively doing right now to reach your goals?
In school, studying 8 to 12 hours a day, you know, working out, trying to make sure I don't. I'm not on 15 different pills when I'm in my 50s, making sure I put God first so my spiritual relationship can be where it needs to be, and I can making sure I treat people right with kindness, making sure I see all different points of views, and just being a decent human being.
In school, working, and I don't know, I'm kind of becoming selfish a little bit, so
yeah, a little bit selfish. There's nothing wrong with that.
I know, but I'm too caring. Like, I'm always a giver. I give.
That shit'll get you hurt, girl. Mm-hmm.
I know. That's why I got trauma. That's why I don't. That's exactly why I said earlier.
You'll attract takers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. What about you?
I'm in school. About to start working whenever I get back there. I'm just constantly learning and finding new things to learn how to do. So I have new skills that I'm adding to my repertoire.
Okay. You go last.
Learning myself more, businesses, credit, all that stuff. Opening different businesses and just learning myself really on what I can do better with myself.
Yeah. Really, man, just making sure I keep hustling and keep grinding. And make sure I just keep like perfecting my craft. When it comes to like social media and like doing my podcasts and all this, like I'm making sure I stand on it. You know what I'm saying? I just make sure I keep my foot to the gas to the pedal. I mean, pedal to the flow. Mm-hmm. However the hell they say it, y'all know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? But I make sure it's there, you know, and I just try not to let up, because the minute you let up, that's when that shit can fall.
You keep
and everything you done built, everything you done worked hard for, you can see that shit far before you.
Yeah, brick by brick.
You feel me?
And this is my last question for real this time. What is one flaw you need to work on?
One flaw that I'm working on is that I don't accept no as an answer. No is never an answer that I accept. It's always another alternative instead of no. So I'm actively working on not accepting no as an answer.
Like I said, keep giving to people, and they're not giving me nothing or giving me the bare minimum. Mm. I'm working on that.
I would say comparison is a thief of joy. Mm. You know, not comparing myself to people, and also standing on business about my boundaries, you know, with others as well. Mm. I have a hard time, you know, I cross an ocean for people who only jump one puddle for me. Mm. So. Boundaries is definitely, that was my life lesson this year, was boundaries for sure.
Absolutely.
I felt that one, girl. I felt that one,
staying consistent, keep my head down, staying consistent, because I know sometimes I can get off track just by a little bit, but consistency is the key to everything. So basically, just staying consistent with anything I do and put my mind to.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely distraction. Definitely distraction, and I say just try to be more understanding, because sometimes like I just don't be giving a damn, but it's like I be trying to grow as a person and try to be more understanding throughout life. But I feel like I'm doing good though.
Proud of you, Nigel.
You know, because I've been trying.
I am proud of you. There you go.
Amen.
I love it. Well, y'all, I appreciate y'all for coming on the Core Queen podcast. And this is a part of the show where I let the folks know how to follow you. If you have any events or anything coming up that you want to promote, y'all speaking to that camera, y'all speaking to that camera. Whoever want to go first, have at it.
You can follow me at 2.rawmimi_ on Instagram. And I wanted to shout out my dad, Food Truck, Gouda's Kitchen 7 on Instagram. Signature fries, go get your fries, y'all.
Hey, Gouda's.
I'm Anayla Moniz on IG, so if you want to follow me, go ahead and do that. And then, as always, I'm always going to promote Jesus. So if you want to come to church, come to 1071 Finley Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, at 11 o'clock on Sundays.
Pastor C.T. Kirk.
My daddy.
What you got, Amari? You can follow me on Instagram at mari_.n1. And I do braid on the side. I'm still working on my page, so I'll keep you posted.
Okay, braids.
J-Ma.
You can follow me at Jmont, J-M-O-N-T-T, underscore on all platforms. Check out the live streams on Twitch. They're entertaining. Just check out a lot of things that I got going on, especially on my page. And yeah.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Naja4L underscore. Make sure you keep following all my podcast platforms, Situation Room, After Hours, YBP. Follow Stage Zilla on YouTube. If you haven't already, make sure y'all tap in season one Entourage. Go do that. Still viewing now before we drop season two. Thank you. Hey. Yeah.
Y'all know who I am. I am Didi Leggett, aka the Core Queen. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving yourself or spending hours a day in the gym. So if you need to unbig your back, bitches, I got you. Mm. Y'all, I got a few things coming up. Y'all know where to follow me, Didi Leggett. Or just type in the Core Queen on any platform, Google, YouTube, everywhere you'll find me. Please, if you are from my hometown, Bristol, Pennsylvania, on August 31st, I will be having my second annual Back to School Bash. So please bring the kids out. We got horseback riding. We got a car show. We got bounce houses, games, free food, book bags, supplies, food trucks, all that stuff for the kids. So please bring them out. Last year, we gave out 400 book bags. We're going to double that this year. So please come out and celebrate us with us at Marie Lowe Park. In the terrace, if you're from where I'm from, you know where that's at. It's the courts from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Bristol, Pennsylvania, August 31st. Also, I need y'all to save the date, September 28th. That is the day that I will be dropping my short film premiere watch party in Atlanta, Georgia. I will give y'all the details, the location, and all that, but it'll be at 8 o'clock on September 28th in Atlanta. So just say that date on your calendar. We're getting the details together. It will be a red carpet event. So come dressed to impress. If you look a mess, you're not getting in. Just letting you know. It will be star studded. I'll have some celebrities there. So check your girl out. It's called D's Night. That's my film. Every year I put out a photo shoot. This year I did a short film. So be on the lookout for it. It's about to be crazy. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Y'all know what I need y'all to do? I need y'all to follow me on Instagram. I need you to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell. Leave a comment, like, share, and tell your people about the Core Queen podcast. If you want to be a guest on my show and I like you enough, I might let you come on. So holla at me and I'll get you on the show. Y'all know what to do. Come back next week, same time, same place, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be live again. And we are out. Mm-hmm.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.